Don't be a dumbass. Posting on the Potential Cast site and Facebook group sure can be fun, but every time you send out a message, you should think about it. Think, and don't be, a dumbass. Perhaps you're posting late at night or after a long shift at work. You're tired. Take a second to spoiler check your comment. Don't be a dumbass. Say you have a quick little quip or joke you want to fire off. Take a moment and double check what page you're on, and think about it. A quick scroll to the top could keep you from becoming a dumbass. Maybe you're posting drunk. Beer gloves never produce much good, and your spoiler sense is bound to be fuzzy. Go call your ex instead and be a dumbass to them. I've produced this PSA voluntarily. My name is Paul Mackey. I've been a dumbass. But with a little careful thought before posting, none of us need become a dumbass in the future. Thank you, and good night.
You're listening to Potential Cast Season 3, Episode 22, Graduation Day, Part 2. Buffy, her friends, and all the students of Sunnydale High prepare to face off against the mayor and his horde of vampires in a seemingly hopeless battle to save their town. Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Kevin.
Yay, Kevin!
Kevin, you made it.
Yes. Wouldn't miss this for the world.
Awesome.
So guys.
Yes?
Let's watch the swearing, okay?
Yeah. You know, as soon as someone brought it up that he wouldn't swear because he's all, like, homely nice, it made perfect sense to me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I'm convinced that he said hell originally and they ADR'd it for that specific reason.
Maybe that's...
It sounded ADR'd.
Oh.
Could be.
And, yeah! So, this was an episode.
Great.
I'm going to read some feedback from Nuchas. I get to read... Let's see if my prediction last week of her telling us how awesome you are at the end of her email comes true. That would make one of my predictions come true. By the way, I have a new prediction today. Graduation day part two.
That was funny, actually.
Gabby just laughed like a geriatric Cylon. And it was
Yay!
Brilliant. It was triumphant. Just don't hold the phone wrong. If you hold the phone the way Steve Jobs tells you to hold the phone, you'll be just fine.
Like,
graduation
you.
Day part two. The mayor, how can you not feel sad for him? It's so clear how much he cares about Faith. I love how he reassures himself that Faith can handle it and she will be fine. She will be fine. She will be fine. She will be fine. I actually added all those she'll be fines, but I thought it was fitting. Love the awkwardness when Angel thinks Willow is Buffy. I love it even more that he also thought Oz is Buffy.
That was great.
Buffy forces Angel, so like blood rape? I think Assange would have something to say about this, but I digress.
Okay.
Then he goes too far because his demon is taking over a little. I remember thinking when I watched it live that I thought that would give Angel a moment of pure happiness.
Yes.
I actually have something to say. I'm going to say it now. Mm-hmm. It's in my notes for later, but I think it's an opportune moment to say it. Were we supposed to gather that was an orgasmic experience for Buffy?
That's what I gathered.
Yeah, I don't know. We will come back to
well,
that.
Well, I know Joss said that it was erotic.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, if I had a dollar every time I broke a table. Angel is ashamed.
You'd still be
have a dollar.
Thanks for the love, guys. Angel is ashamed of what he did, because he should be. Face off with the mayor is awesome. We see just how much he cares about Faith again. Xander and Giles have nothing but hate for Angel for biting Buffy, as well they should. Buffy's dream. I love this scene. Aside from what is in all those boxes and who is that cat, Faith's apartment had some furniture, a few knives, and a PlayStation, that's all. I think in this scene you see how tied to Faith Buffy is, and vice versa. Buffy has a strong connection to other Slayers, no matter how she tried to fight it. Look, they can even have the same coma dreams. Also, I kind of feel for Faith. In the end, she is helping Buffy, and while I'm sure she's still mad and feels betrayed by her, not justified, but I know she feels it, she knows she has to stop the mayor and help Buffy. It's mystical. She can't fight it. Buffy hatches a plan, and we realize, one, Xander is key guy. Yay for fulfillment and Xander. And two, Angel is back in the game. Wait. Why was it so important to save him and for him to stick around if he wasn't allowed to fight because of the sun? All right. He's Buffy's love. High roll. I like how they start enlisting everyone's help. Angel is a jerk. I won't say goodbye. More kicking Buffy while she's down. Yeah, you broke up with her, but because goodbyes are hard for you, you decide to be cool and just leave. Jerk. At least say goodbye. Give the girl some closure. Whatever. Cordy and Wes finally kiss, and it was as awkward as it should be.
Fantastic.
I love that. I remember the first time I watched this, my sister and I were baffled as to why they were packing up the book. So was I. And then it made sense. Jack O'Toole and his crew misses out. The whole student body finally makes a cake, and they're all eaten. I love when the students fight together. It's awesome. Granted, looking at it now, I think that's the smallest graduating class ever. Amuse me from the mysterious deaths. Actually, I think I had the smallest graduating class ever. We were 65 people. Larry dies. Sniff.
Larry died?
I actually have a death watch.
Oh, I thought he was just knocked out. I didn't think he died.
We heard crunch. His neck snapped or whatever.
All right.
I have a comment about sounds as well about this episode a little later. Harmony gets eaten by a vamp. Meh. Snyder gets eaten by the mayor. And we realize that he was never evil, but just a really hard principal. Wowza. Man never learned to have fun. He wasn't in on any of the plans and was miserable and made others miserable for nothing. Jonathan jumps into the fray. Go, Jonathan! Cordy stakes a vamp. Charisma asked for that. And Wesley falls down in the first wave. Correction. No. Correction, Nuchas. He was clotheslined.
Fantastic.
He was clotheslined. It was like Jim the Anvil Neidhart did it himself. It was awesome. Alexis asked for that, too. Great. All in all, I like them blowing up the school. How many of us wish for that? I do remember this being postponed because of the height of Columbine. They didn't want anyone to do the same, or if something happened at a graduation, they didn't want to be blamed for it.
Yeah, they didn't want to risk vampires attacking the lawyers, the graduation.
It's all because of the lawyers. It's all because of the lawyers. You can't show anybody doing anything that might lead to someone doing a crime. Mm-hmm. I can understand why, after that bomb threats were huge in schools. Watching it now, I see the 1999 banner and realize I was graduating college when this first aired. Again, I was supposed to be graduating college, but anyway, I digress. Again, I'm amazed at the difference between watching it then, when I was much younger, and watching it now, older, having worked in schools, done the bomb threats and stay low drills, and been on lockdown in a school. A lot of my thoughts and feelings about postponing the airings and the impact a show like this could have changed. I understand pushing it back. Even today, there's some pretty dark things that happen here. Last thing I wanted to ask, sorry if this email was long. No, we split it up into two parts. So was how will you be viewing Angel? Will you wait till Buffy is over? Or watch an episode of Buffy and then an episode of Angel? I have been rewatching Sword along with you all, though I'm a bit ahead, and I'm trying to decide myself. I think Buffy will spoil some of Angel for you, and there are some things that will happen in Buffy that if you didn't watch Angel, you might be a touch lost on. They did a lot of fun crossovers, especially in the beginning, I think. Or was that season 2 of Angel? Either way, when the crossovers happen, it's worth seeing them together. I hope you all like this. Season 3 is a great ender. And next we get to explore college, so it's like brand new Buffy. Luchas.
Aww.
Thank you.
Listen, your prediction was wrong. She didn't say we were awesome.
My predictions suck. Wolfried, Nikki Faith.
I can't.
Yes.
So did you guys see at the end that Jonathan was like hugging Cordelia, protecting her from the bomb blast?
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, go Jonathan!
Well, he was at least able to protect half of her.
Yes. He's standing 4 steps
above her.
This is true.
You see, absolutely. Now if this sort of school camaraderie thing happened before the whole class protector award, I would agree with the class protector award. But anyways, I digress.
But see, that's part of what David was mentioning back when he was on for that episode, is that class protector was the first step before they could all take it in this one and jump in together.
Okay. Sure. S.O.D.?
But like the second half of season two, you saw a little bit of the other students noticing Buffy's powers, you know, like, oh, when...
Watching her run up the side of the steps outside.
Yeah, in Shaw. And she lost her powers in Helpless.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't trying... She wasn't... In that episode, she wasn't trying to hide anything. Uh-huh. If she had had her powers. Her yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. All right, so, is this August 12th?
Nikki writes...
Spoilers for graduation day, read after part two.
That is correct.
That's okay.
Hi, Gax. I graduated the same year as Buffy. Watching the class of 99 banner flap around felt so bizarre to me tonight. It feels so just yesterday and so unbelievably more than a whole decade ago. Wild. I did love growing up with the Buffster, though, and it does give this finale a particular resonance for me. As for the two-part episode itself, so many awesome moments, too many to list, but top of my mind is Buffy quitting the council. Willow wondering if it should be a quiet moment, and Angel slowly fading out through the smoke. Tear. Can't wait for you guys to start it.
Nice. Kali Parvianian.
All right, here we go. Let me open it. Congratulations, potential cast. You've just watched the worst season finale of Buffy. Let me tell you why. There is very little emotional content in this episode. Probably the biggest conflict this year, Angel Buffy, was already resolved in the prom. So Angel leaving wasn't shocking in any way. The other Scoobies were never really in any danger. Unlike Becoming, you were worried that one of the main characters might die. No. The mayor. Well, let's just say he was much more interesting as a humanish villain. Remove that and you just have a big snake. What did you think of the graphics there, Illyrio? I thought
better
of you.
Than I thought it was going to be.
I thought of you when it was walking. Yeah.
Better than I thought it was going to be.
However, the episode certainly had its strong moments as well. Compare the awesome one in the hospital to the one at the start of the season in the high school. Joss really knows how to make these scenes work. Faith's arc this year was great, and I really like the ending of her character. Instead of killing her, she's in a coma. And how long will a Slayer be asleep? The writers can either just kill her or bring her back pretty much any time they want. Cordelia dusts a vamp. Yay for her! The mutant enemy zombie wearing a graduation cap. Awesome. The class of 99 ripping off their clothes and revealing all those weapons. What a fist pump moment. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then there's the greatest thing ever. Little Miss Muffet counting down from 730. Cheers, Callie. P.S. Season 4 is great. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Okay, Callie. You are...
Uh-oh.
That's... You are... welcome to your opinions. But I seriously disagree with everything.
Is this a foiler, Steph?
No. Okay. Not a foiler.
Missy Poole writes...
It seems like you guys aren't even watching the same show. But anyways. Sorry.
Missy Poole writes, "The future is ours." Having killed Faith, Buffy flees the scene just as Mayor Wilkins shows up. The mayor breaks down when he finds no sign of Faith. See, he really cares about her. Xander and Giles are doing the bookworm thing while Oz and Willow take care of Angel. Giles finds the demon Olvikin is in one of his books. Xander, noticing it takes a 4-page foldout, isn't loving the prospect of fighting Olvikin, Mayor Willow, and Willow, and as it turns out, Oz are fighting a battle of their own. Angel keeps hitting on them. Buffy defeated that she is, tells Buffy, defeated as she is, tells Willow and Oz to leave so she can be alone with Angel, but not to be by his side when he dies. No, Buffy has a plan, one that Angel wants no part of. By the way, amazing how much energy Angel had as soon as he realized what she was proposing. Buffy, selfish that she isn't, selfish that she is. There is a comma deficit, and I will try to soldier on. Buffy, selfish that she is, doesn't listen and beats the living crap out of Angel just to force him to drink her. And with the last punch thrown, a slow-mo suckfest begins. We inevitably wind up at the hospital, where a horrified Angel tells the doctors to do everything to save Buffy, and we learn Faith's not dead, she's just severely maimed.
Time out. Wasn't that doctor the worst actor ever?
Yes. Okay. Have you been doing drugs?
Tell me, what happened? Okay. I need 2 cc's of the.
He didn't even say stat once. Calls himself a TV doctor.
I feel badly if that guy listens to this podcast.
Don't worry, guy. We love you. We just thought you were a really shitty actor one day. Where a horrified Angel tells the doctors to do everything to save Buffy, and we learn Faith's not dead, she's just severely maimed. The mayor isn't as thrilled as Angel at this news. Faith may never wake up. A manly show of aggression takes place. Neither old guy coming out on top.
Old guy, nice.
The Scoobies arrive and tell Angel to go home, which he does. Mm-hmm. And a brilliant camera move segues into quite possibly my favorite scene of the entire series. I refer to it as the Shared Slayer Prophecy dream sequence. I'm just that obsessed. Don't judge. Obviously, it has a prophetic aspect to it, so I can't say much. I can say I love the return kiss Buffy gives Faith once she's woken. A nice little nod to enemies. And our fearless leader Buffy starts a revolution. Xander is key guy. Willow and Oz panic again. Ha ha. Wes and Cordy act on those festering feelings only to have them completely backfire. Turns out there's no sparkage. Angel's in the fight thanks to a timely eclipse. Though sadly that means so are the mayor vamps.
Yeah.
And Giles is getting his dramatic irony on, being the wily coyote to Buffy's roadrunner. That's awesome. Harmony, Jonathan, Larry, Percy, and the rest of the graduating class rally together to help Buffy mastermind the death of Dick. And the class's acknowledgement from the prom has its payoff.
There you go.
They've weaponed up and are pretty damn formidable opponent. We lose some people. Larry, Snyder, Harmony, and a few other background students, and obviously the mayor. Boom. Goodbye, Sunnydale High. But our Scoobies come out unscathed. And maybe sort of kind of ready for college as long as Buffy can have a nap first. Fire bad, tree pretty. often used quotes from the entire series. And for good reason. Gax, I'll meet you at the UC Sunnydale Quad for freshman orientation. Be there or be square. From Miss A. Nice. Let's do an audio one.
Okay.
Gabby just laughed when we laugh.
it's from Gabby's favorite duck feeder.
Let me guess.
Yes.
Hello, potential cast. This is an anonymous listener.
Crap.
I would just like to register a complaint. I am very concerned that the potentials are not liking Buffy, and this upsets me. I don't think they deserve to be in the Joshua Weldon community. they should really respect this man's art much better than they are. The Miss Kimberly, I think she is completely full of Vinsanity and just not liking the prom episode. I was devastated. Mr. Weldon and his writers did a great, great job. And the one who laughs on the show, I'm not sure, Gabby or something, always putting down poor Angel and making fun of Willow's clothing. People worked hard on these costumes and everything that's on the show. I'm devastated by this. And Miss Stephanie always spoiling you people and you folks. I can't take this anymore. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to banish you from the Joshua Weldon community. Thank you. Goodbye.
Wow. So our anonymous person was not pleased with the way we're doing this. Well, Mr. Anonymous, start your own fucking podcast.
I think this Mr. Anonymous also needs to know that it's Josh Eden.
Oh, the famous chef?
Yes. Not Josh Weldon. Who's Josh Weldon?
All right, I'm reading Shelley's email before you guys claim it, because her font size is huge.
Oh, you like that.
Oh, it's just great. You know, I used to kind of chuckle at Jack from Jay and Jack complaining about font size. And boy, as soon as Shelley sent in this giant font email, I'm like, kindred spirits with that bald man. Hello, you gaxalicious folks. Ooh, I like it. Gax, I'd like to congratulate you all for following through with your commitment through three entire seasons of Buffy, keeping us consistently entertained. You have graduated and can now officially move on to the Buffyverse beyond high school. This episode has everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Can you say worst CGI ever? A few random thoughts. Awesome camera shots. Love when Buffy goes down the ladder and the camera pans up to the mayor. Uh-huh. Phenomenal one-shot tracking for the first 3 minutes after Angel carries Buffy into the hospital. And powerful editing back and forth during preparations for the fight. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love the music in this episode. Chris Beck is amazingly talented. One of the most erotic yet disturbing scenes I've ever seen on television, especially between two mostly clothed people. And I admit I'm a sucker for weird, cryptic dream sequences. Great humor, Cordelia and Wesley, everything Oz, as well as stupid lines that really bug me. Willow, with she won't be a vampire? Really? Pretty sure I didn't steal anyone's favorite line.
No.
Extreme Esodinus, I mean scheduling an outdoor ceremony and not knowing about a total solar eclipse, which happens oh so frequently. I do really appreciate continuity. Back in Prophecy Girl, Buffy gets bitten by a vampire and ends up stronger than ever and ready for the big fight. I love how the mayor once again speaks the truth. His speech is not just about his journey or the student's journey. It's also about our journey along with the Scoobies, and nothing will ever be the same. And finally, a massive fight scene. The principal gets eaten again.
Awesome.
And the high school blows up. Awesome. Can't wait for season 3 wrap-up and on to season 4 and yay, Redemption Cast. More Gax. Love you guys. Shelley! Now, she says here that part 2 of part 2. Forgot to mention that I hope you all watched to the very end. Ger Arg.
Sure did.
Aw, oh, damn it.
I will.
He's just wearing a little cap.
I will
cap.
See your damn it and raise you a off. Sorry, Shelley.
Even I watched to the very end, guys.
What?
Come on. Usually I just stop as soon as I see Mr. Eden's name.
That's exactly what I did.
All right. Caroline Wilson has written us an email, and I select Stephanie.
Okay. Feedback for Graduation Day Part 2. Hello, Gax and special guests. So here we are at the end of Season 3, and it ends with a bang, literally. Here's what I enjoy from this awesome finale. Okay, so I know the mayor is bad, but it kind of makes me sad when he's trying to convince himself that Faith is all right, like a father worrying about his daughter. Mm-hmm. Angel thinking Willow is Buffy is awesome, but Angel thinking Oz is Buffy is priceless. Willow plus Oz equals aww. Buffy sacrificing herself to save Angel is one of my top bangle. I guess it would be Bangel moments. I love the show. I love the slow motion fall and how it gets very sexual and romantic. Every time I watch it, I get chills. Angel carrying Buffy is so sweet. Sorry, but Bangel makes me go gooey, LOL. Okay, so when Angel broke that door handle with anger, who swooned? Because I know I did. I love it when a man gets angry. It's so hot.
Okay. I think the doctor even swooned.
Look who's in the other room. It's Faith, but damn it, she's not dead. But I guess Toma will have to do. Okay, Mayor douchebag. I felt bad for you earlier, but no one tries to kill Buffy. She can't even fight back, you asshole. Caroline is making me cuss.
Hey, she's no 11th hour podcast. Keep going.
Sorry for those potty mouth, but again, Angel being hot. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, Xander, shut up. So all you need to get a clear head is have your ex-boyfriend feed off you and your ex-slayer buddy to speak to you in riddles in a dream. Sounds like a plan, LLL. But on a serious note, I love how confident Buffy is after waking up. Oh, Cordelia, I kind of love her plan. Buffy is totally sucking up. Someone wants to be part of the team. The switching between the mayor's and Buffy's plans is awesome. It feels so epic. Xander is a little too obsessed with being the key guy. So after all the build-up between Wesley and Cordelia, it all goes away after some awful kissing. Oz and Willow can't keep their hands off each other. All hormones. Poor Buffy. Angel's not even saying goodbye. I love Snyder's speech. I have to say, the mayor's speech is actually a really great speech. It is so true to what will happen and what you feel when you graduate. The mayor is a great big demon snake. LOL, but it's still a pretty awesome demon snake. It's still a pretty awesome demon snake. It's so epic when the senior class is all decked out with weapons ready to fight. It brings a tear to my eye. I love that Wesley gets knocked out before he gets a chance to fight. R.I.P. Larry. Snyder gets eaten. Very poetic. The mayor did something to get recorded. You can't end a graduation without an explosion. Explosion, I always say. Giles saved her a diploma. Oh, how sweet. Angel, you liar. You said you wouldn't say goodbye. You'd just leave. Do you ever do what you say you're going to do? But seriously, another great and sad Bangel moment. I know I said he was a liar, but I'm happy with the way he said goodbye. It gives us Bangel lovers some closure, and Buffy, of course. Okay, so Oz's little speech at the end is amazing, and it's one of my top 10 lines from the series. I'm super psyched to hear what you guys thought of the finale, and yay, season 4 is on its way, and you guys are starting Angel awesomeness all around. A little side note, I'm starting my first year of college on Monday the 29th, just as you guys will be starting season 4. It's crazy how things line up.
Caroline, awesome. Enjoy college. By the way, always remember, it is the proper place and time. All those things you've ever wanted to do, and someone said this isn't the proper place and time, go for it. John Pavlich writes, a great finale to a great season, in my opinion. Joss throws all manner of fun and surprise into this episode, from the epic battle during the graduation ceremony to a giant freaking snake. Poor Larry and Harmony, Kendall. We hardly knew you. The most satisfying death, of course, had to be Principal Snyder. I bet he tasted stale and bitter. If you recall back in the season 1 episode of The Puppet Show, Snyder said that Flutie displayed the kind of woolly-headed liberal thinking that leads to being eaten. How interesting that apparently being a giant douchebag gets the same treatment. The common denominator in this equation is Principal of Sunnydale High. With that out of the way, here are some continuity errors from the episode. When Angel first gets out of bed, his back tattoo is missing. Angel's reflection pops up a few times, including a chrome on payphone and glass in the hospital door. The only thing I don't like about the episode is Faith ending up in a coma. Seriously? When did this become General Hospital?
Yeah, it is kind of soap opera.
Really curious to see how season 4 fares for you guys, and I'm especially excited for Redemption Cast. Sincerely, John Pavlich from the Sofa Dogs Podcast. P.S. Speaking of Buffy, if you haven't already, I strongly recommend you try to see the new Fright Night remake in the theater while you can. It's written by Marty Noxon and co-stars David Tennant. Enough said. There are a couple of references to Buffy in the film. One declares Tennant's character as Peter Vincent, Vampire Slayer, so it looks like guys can be Vampire Slayers. The second reference I've taken the liberty of placing at the start of the song from the closing credits, Enjoy. Oh, thank you for that. We'll listen to it later.
I saw Fright Night. It was really very good. Yeah, do I want to say, I think I know what John's going to, do I want to go ahead and say what John was putting here in this song?
I don't know.
Take this out or whatever. Anyway, David Tennant says, like, you know, I'm sorry you're not in you want to include me in your Scooby gang. Or,
oh, really?
Or something like that. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it.
I will randomly select 5 Facebook group comments.
Okay, sounds good.
Starting now.
Not after now.
He's done eating.
Yeah. That was ice again.
Let me take this.
Moira Brown, who gives me free medical advice over Twitter.
Yeah.
How sweet was it watching Xander give the signal for volleys of flaming arrows? It was so Lord of the Rings, sort of. Without the orcs, but still. And when all the student body first arise and reveal they're all armed, awesome. I did not see that coming. I thought only a few would be pulled onto the makeshift attack force, not the entire graduating class. Karen Schultz, best way to celebrate graduation? Blow up the school. Just saying. Aziel Maz, did anyone expect that awesome conclusion to the Wesley Cordy story?
No.
Brad Couples says, clearly no one in Sunnydale has decent parents, as it looks like only about 15 even came to the graduation.
Well, Robin said, Brad, to explain your thought about the parents, I assume since they were prepared for the ascension and that all the seniors had the same talk with their parents that Buffy had with Joyce. And then Brad says, Robin Burge, as soon as these kids start warning their parents at the last minute, what do you mean the mayor is going to ascend into an evil demon thing? Your grandparents and Uncle Jared and Aunt Betty drove 6 hours to come to your graduation. We're going. Now go iron your shirts. Aunt Betty is taking her pills. You know, your brother Martin had people, monsters at his graduation in Sydney, and he still wanted us there. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Awesome.
Michaela says, the dream with Faith and Buffy is so touching. Love it. Also, the ending with Angel walking into the fog. Bye, Angel. Sad face. Love the big fight scene. Sorry to see the mayor go. Loved the mayor. And Michael David, who is not posting in any way, shape, or form remotely anonymously, says, really the best strategy would have been to use homicidal maniac Jonathan as a sniper up in the tower. Everything would have been 5x5 if they did it this way. Agreed.
That
awesome.
Great.
All right.
All right. So we pick up at Face.
Yes.
And the mayor is checking out the, you know, the scene of where the big fight was.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of get this whole, I don't know. I can understand people feeling that he really cares for Faith, but in my mind, really know her long enough to really care about her. I think this is some kind of misguided affectation and obsession. So I just wrote mayor equals cuckoo for Faith. You know, I mean, he's bordering on Robin obsessed, really.
You mean his Faith?
Yes. His Faith.
My Faith.
Yeah. That was weird. Stop whatever you're doing, vampires. Find them. That was a little interesting. I thought it was a little kind of maniacal ruler. Guards! Do my bidding.
Well, it's also a good example, as comes up later too, though, that we see, since he's always so cold and calculating, just how much Faith gets him off his game.
Totally gets him off his game. Yep. Absolutely.
All right, so Wesley's leaving because he's no longer Buffy's watcher.
Cordy points out that Buffy is doing a typical Buffy selfish thing. I don't know. I was like, Cordy, just shut up.
Yeah.
Why are you being Wesley's advocate? I thought that was weird. I mean, I understand, but it just rubbed me the wrong way.
All right, so, okay, Angel's delirious. You know, he's sick from the poison.
Yes, he is. I thought it was kind of cute that Willow didn't understand that he thought she was Buffy right at first. Like, as soon as he looked up at her with his, you know, angel dreamy eyes.
Yeah.
I was convinced that he thought she was Buffy. Mm-hmm. So it took, I guess, Willow a little bit of time to kind of clue into that. But, you know, I loved Oz's indication that he as well suffered from the misguided interpretation.
This is the best night of Willow's life.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
All right, so Buffy shows up back at the mansion, sans a Slayer.
Am I the only one that was fooled by her asking them to leave? I did not expect her to have Angel drink her blood at all. That didn't even cross my mind.
Me either. I didn't know what she was planning. Like, I was like, oh crap, there's no hope. What's left to do? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't it in, was it in Amends? Was it when the first evil was Jenny Calendar and she said that Angel would drink her?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you hit a vampire. What turns their face is when they get mad enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
Yep. Angels suck. Can I just say those are the most disgusting slurping sounds I've ever heard in my life. They were awful. They don't need to up their CGI budget. They need to up their Foley artist budget. That was terrible.
That was worse than the kissy.
The kissy one, yes. The kissy slurps were nothing compared to the blood-sucking
slurps.
Well,
let me tell you, to look forward to season season four has a much bigger budget, it seems like.
Awesome. Don't you think, Kevin? They didn't have to pay David Boreanaz's.
Well, I think part of it, too, is they've, again, as each year has gone on, you know, Joss has been building the team, so they're much more on their game and able to do things in a better way.
Well, and the show has gotten, it's grown in popularity.
Yes,
it's
that's part of it, too.
A lot of viewers, yeah.
More advertisement dollars.
Right.
And I mentioned this earlier, but, you know, was this supposed to look orgasmic for Buffy?
I believe so.
It sure seemed that way.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
I mean, yeah.
First, I thought she was squeezing the helmet because of the pain.
Well, you know. I thought she was, like, her face was like that because she was, like, dying, but I guess not.
I think it quickly moved between the two emotions.
Right.
Yeah, she was going to a different heaven.
Then she destroyed furniture.
Yes. Okay, so we get to the hospital.
And we get this one-shot take of, yeah, Angel Brian Buffy.
Hold on, though.
Yes.
Faith and Angel are in the rooms next to each other.
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Because they kind of go around in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Camera goes in
like
a circle.
It's the emergency room, you know, when it's, they were both just brought in. They were still kind of going through it. If they were still in the same place a week later, then yeah, that'd be a bit much. But
yeah, so, okay, Angel brings Buffy in for a transfusion, and the doctor wants to know if they've been doing drugs because
he can't hold his temper, and he looked like he was on PCP. Oh, man.
I mean, this is the first time we see the mayor get mad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was going to suffocate her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, covering her mouth and nose.
It's disturbing.
That was
crazy.
Very
and the nurse
disturbing.
Was like, sir. Sir! Sir!
Yeah, that was a pretty half-assed attempt at stopping him.
I'd like to go back just a little tiny bit. Does Angel always carry around change for payphones?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he doesn't have a sale.
Yeah. Yeah. Calling card.
Calling card.
He could always call collect.
Or 1-800-COLLECT.
That's where those advertising dollars come from, 1-800-COLLECT.
That would have been like early product placement. oh, I don't have any coins. But I'll call 1-800-COLLECT.
But you know, they did that commercial, the Christmas, during Amends, mm-hmm. that 1-800-COLLECT.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, the doctor says there's no chance of Faith recovering.
Well, I kind of had the feeling he wasn't sure if she would ever.
Yeah, I think if she was a normal human,
she's a normal human being, she'd probably be a vegetable soon.
Yeah, but her being a slayer, she could heal.
Yeah, here's my prediction for next season.
Okay.
Faith wakes up with amnesia, and she does not remember being bad.
I hope not.
Boom!
No.
Hey.
Well, you are hanging on to that Boom. Faith is still good, my dear, aren't you?
No. But there we go. That's how they're going to bring her back into the fold.
I just hope
back
she's
done. Back
into
fighting
like,
for the light side.
Done. I do not want to see Faith come back.
It's impossible that she's done. Joss had a crush on her or something.
Well,
it's the only explanation. He must have had a wicked crush on her.
Well, wasn't she supposed to become a vampire at some point? Oh, yeah, she was.
But
I wanted to see
Faith
become the vampire slayer.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, I think Joss has a crush on all these actors.
Uh-huh.
You know, not a crush, but to some, in their own way, he has his own crush on all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because he talks about how Sarah Michelle Gellar, you know, he remembers when he saw her in the camera and he knew that she was a superhero and that, you know, just the moment that he saw David Boreanaz and he knew that he could carry his own show. And he loves that Willow is like a silent movie star actress.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So he really likes all these actors.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't, Understood. They wouldn't be in his shows. So.
Yes. So, the dream?
The dream.
Weird.
Okay, I just think that Buffy and Faith, the Slayers, they share the Slayer power, and that's how they share the same dream.
So there's a psychic link.
I guess.
Hmm.
Don't you think, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that, keep that in the back of your minds going forward.
Psychic.
Spoiler alert, come on.
Yes, a one word spoiler. Yes. To a question about an opinion. Sure.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I don't have any notes until Wesley gets clotheslined.
So, okay, human weakness. That's how she's how Buffy is to defeat the bear. So Buffy gets up and she kisses Faith. Was it in Enemies where Faith tells Buffy, give us a kiss? Or was that in the first part
of
this
emailers,
episode?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I at first I was confused about to whose dream it was, but now that we're discussing it and everyone's kind of confirming it, they're both sharing it.
I think so. I don't think it's just Buffy's dream. Uh-huh. I think that this is what's going on in Faith's head, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it wasn't clear that it was that, so I was a little bit, I guess. But I guess, you know, Buffy going over to kiss Faith on the forehead was kind of a thank you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
All right. And so Buffy tells the Scoobies that she's ready for war.
Yeah. Big time. They weren't kidding either.
All right. So So Buffy's got a plan, and Xander is...
Once again, we have no idea what this plan is. You know, I'm like, couldn't we have come back from commercial a little bit earlier?
No.
It's my 12-year-old mind. Damn it! Stupid commercials! Yes, I'm one of those people that thought the action continued in the background.
Well, that's good that you had an imagination, because I didn't. I've never had an imagination to. All right, so Xander is the key, and Wesley is classy because he stayed and he's volunteering.
He's just so classy.
God.
Cordelia looked very skinny and tan this episode.
Yes.
Mm. I thought she looked really good.
She looked good.
Very skinny. But that was, oh, that was just so cool how it transitioned from Buffy, this is how it's going to lay down or lay out, and it transitioned to,
That was some very nice cutting. That was very cool. That was really, really cool. I think one of the reasons why I didn't write notes was like, oh, wow. Ooh, and what's that? Is that salt? Are they going to put a ring of salt around?
Are the Winchesters coming?
I was like, is it concrete?
That would have been awesome. Is it concrete? Are they going to encase him like Chernobyl? Or is it just bags of baking soda and they're taking the volcano thing a little too far?
No vinegar, though.
Yeah. Sillies. Yeah, it was kind of cool to see our ancillary characters getting involved. That was cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Larry and Jonathan. And
even if some of them lost their lives.
Aww. Moment of silence.
Miss Larry. I thought Larry was awesome.
Yeah, I would have
liked. For an ancillary character, I really thought Larry was just one of the best ancillary characters I've ever seen.
I would really like to have seen more Larry.
Kim, did something sports related just happen?
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. No, because I recognize that, you know, sound. Yeah. Okay. We'll carry on.
All right. So
I am listening.
Sorry, Steph.
We just don't want you to get lost. We don't want you to get done. Day becomes night. This puts Angel back in the game. Xander is key guy. Why have I got that wrote like three times? Because he keeps saying it. Because
he kept saying it.
He's enjoying it.
He's like so proud.
All right, and everybody, they start reaching out to the other students. They go get Percy. And okay, now Cordelia and Wesley and the sexual tension finally. So, I mean, what I love about the kiss is they try twice. They're like, no, this can't be so. Let's try this again. And it still does not work.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
That was funny.
It was terrific.
It's terrific.
It was really, really good. Can we get to the part where Wesley gets clotheslined?
Okay.
Yes.
It's coming.
I'm loving Oz in the back of the van, and they're late.
Oh, yeah.
They're late for graduation.
Mm-hmm. See, in this country, we call those shag wagons.
Uh-huh. Well, she's really into us, so when does she become a lesbian?
I don't think that actually happens now. I think that person that had their avatar on Facebook say reading leads to witchcraft and lesbianism was actually putting a foiler out there. That's what I'm thinking now.
Sure, Lario.
Large network of people all over the world doing that to help us out in this.
Sure.
Ha-ha! And if we get our hands in a fedora, we might be able to see what's going on.
Okay, Angel's not going to say goodbye. He's just going to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Buffy went to get
Angel. Oh, no, wait a minute. Come on now. That, even if you're not a big Angel fan, that was a pretty nice scene, I got to say.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's pretty powerful stuff there.
I thought it was just perfect, because if he started walking towards her, that's when I would have been like, okay, guys, this is my last episode of Potential Cast. But he didn't. So, so I thought it was
hurt
okay.
Too much. It hurt too much to say goodbye. So they did
like he wanted to. Like he wanted to go, even though he said he wasn't going to. But like he's like, I can't. That's just too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not. I mean, I can't spoil you. I can't.
Thank you.
But anyway.
I mean, I'll put money down. It's not the last time they see each other. I mean, if the rumors are true and there are crossover episodes, then, you know, I doubt it'll be, you know, ancillary character from Angel talking to an ancillary character from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Wouldn't it be great, like, if they crossover. Just missed each other in every scene of the crossover?
Pokeroo! Oh,
that would be so funny. Like, one week, Angel comes back to Sunnydale, but the same time, Buffy decides
she's out
to
on,
go
like,
to
an
Angel
internship.
Or whatever, right. Wherever he is. Damn it!
I can get to this a little later, but I might as well mention it now. I'm really pissed off that we didn't get any what was going on in hell while Angel was in there talk at all. No backstory. And if they don't talk about that in Angel Season 1, Episode 1, I am quitting Redemption Cast. Before I put out the episode, I'm seriously considering that as an eventuality.
Well,
okay. I want to hear all that stuff. And I was really looking forward all season. Ever since his naked, sweaty, glistening body popped back down from the mysterious whatever it was onto that clotter ring, I was like, oh, I wonder when we'll find out what happened to him. You won't.
I don't think that there'll be any specifics, but I do believe that it will be touched.
I want flashbacks, Stephanie. Flashbacks. That's what I want. Anyway, I'm back. I'm sorry. Rant over.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Buffy was going to get Faith's knife.
Ha ha.
The speech. Oh.
It was pretty good. I loved Buffy's thing. I hope I'm not stealing him his quote. She's like, oh no, he's truly evil. He's actually going to go through the whole speech first. That was really, really good. That was funny as anything I've seen on the show. And there's been some pretty funny things on the show, and that was great. And the change starts happening sooner than the mayor thinks. He's fumbling.
Oh, that's hilarious.
His index cards. I heard something here about
civic pride.
Civic pride, but oh well.
But so. when the students, you know, all stood up and pulled their graduation gowns off and they were armed, I mean.
Fist pump.
Mm-hmm. That was cool.
I was so shocked.
I was shocked
that someone was wearing a battle axe as a necklace.
that I kind of
what's going? Oh wow! They got everyone involved. And then the flame throwing started, and I'm like, where did they hide those tubes?
When they all were walking in for the commencement part, I was like, Buffy's wearing her leather jacket and leather pants underneath that outside at a graduation. She's going to roast, but then
it made
sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I must admit, I was like, oh, right on. And then it kind of went on, and I was like, cringe. It was I cringed every time Xander opened his mouth. Really? First wave. Oh, that kind
what
of
what about
stuff
the night arrows? Sorry, that's from another podcast. What about the flaming arrows?
The flaming arrows, yes. The flaming arrows. Can I just say that when someone has flaming arrows and they wait to hear the word fire.
Yes.
I find that particularly amusing. But I want to talk to that little head at the end of the row who didn't fire his or her arrow when told to. You are not a team player.
Oh. But, oh my gosh, I love that hero shot of Angel and all of the whoever was with him. I think Wesley was there with him. But, you know, the hero shot, I don't know what, they, like, zoom toward Angel.
Mm-hmm. Yep, leading the game. Yep.
Great. All right, so Larry was killed. We heard his neck snap.
Death Watch here. Death Watch Larry, Harmony, Snyder.
Snyder's
unacceptable.
I kept laughing at that.
And charisma was nice that day, so Josh let her stake a vamp.
Yay.
All right, so Buffy teases the mayor with Faith's knife and runs to the school and leads him into the library. She jumps out the back window when she runs through the stacks. And what does he say? Well, gosh.
Yes, well, gosh.
Yes.
I thought when she was running through the school that she was going to have the snake, like, tie itself in a knot, and then it couldn't go anywhere, but...
No, no. That would have been Wile E. Coyote,
yeah.
So, is it clear that they blew up the whole school or just the library?
Yeah, they blew up the whole school.
Oh.
Seems like overkill.
And your point being?
Well, you know.
I think it's kind of, it's fitting that they blew up the school. Just like Giles said that it has, what did he say, dramatic...
Oh, poetic justice.
Poetic justice. Mm-hmm. They blew up the school at the end of high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah. It, I won't say it, but Oz's line involving survival was just perfect.
It was.
Spot on.
I thought it was very cool. Oh, Oz.
Now, were any of you... thinking at the very end there when Buffy saw Angel that they were going to break from the we're not going to talk and they were going to like run to each other?
Well, Christine was folding some towels at the time and she actually hasn't seen like 4 or 5 episodes previous to this one, but she was just glancing over and she's like, oh, go to her. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. They're not supposed to speak. It's the end of the season and he said that if they survived, he was just going to leave and not say anything. And then she gave me this weird look. I'm just, again, just go away, Angel. Leave the poor girl alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let her fall in love with someone else. Hopefully not someone who's 240 years old. But knowing...
Maybe someone who's 238 years old.
Yeah. Maybe, maybe knowing the whole stereotype of, you know, young women, maybe she's just doomed to repeat the same mistake and pattern.
Like all women.
Like everyone. Like the Germans. Too soon?
What?
Like the Germans? I don't have any notes after dusty cords of... dusty cords of vamp. Yep, Dusty did court of amp. Uh-huh. Right on the front of the truck.
So I know we've only had 3 of them now for you folks, but 3 finales, where does this one rank?
This is my favorite so far.
You want to say that again, Gabby? You want to say that again?
This is my favorite thus far. Oh, man!
Don't worry about it. It's all good. I will do some
editing. You'll sound
things.
Perfect.
You sound great.
Okay. Crap.
Yeah. I like this one.
It's my favoriteest.
Uh-huh. I really liked when Angel was killed by Buffy last year. You know,
it was more of a cliffhanger,
and her walking away. You know. In the overalls of shame. Now she's like wearing like the leather pants of triumph or something. You know? And it's like, I don't know. It was awesome seeing a few things. You know, like everybody getting involved and the plan hatching. And I must say that the mayor makes a better big bag, a big bad than Angel or that stone statue. But at the same time, I thought the whole, you know...
I like the season because it felt like the season was contained and it was its own season. Like, you could have started watching from season 3.
That's a good point.
You could have, sure, you missed a few things, but the season felt complete. And, like,
Yes.
Even if the show ended in this episode, it felt like an ending, you know? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that was the end, then so be it, if they had to have an end there.
Now, Steph, I think you mentioned once before that Joss liked making season finales that could actually be series finales, because
yeah,
they were never sure when the show was actually going to be renewed or not.
Right. Yeah, that's what he talked about at Comic-Con this year, that each season, that they wrapped up each season because they didn't know if they were coming back the next year. Mm. But and he said, and that makes first episodes of each season kind of weak. And and I was like, yes. I was like, oh, I can't believe I said that out loud.
Okay, it's not like you booed the Big Bang Theory panel.
Who booed the Big Bang Theory?
I did with all my might.
Why?
Why?
Because they had none of them had any idea what a TARDIS was.
They're
not actually nerds. None of them
are. The thing is, I understand they're actors and they're not actually nerds, but don't show up to Comic-Con and say, yeah, I'm a nerd too, and then not know what a fucking TARDIS is.
Yeah, don't even try to pretend.
That's why I wouldn't go to Comic-Con. I don't know what a TARDIS is.
You're just not a nerd. It's okay.
It's my car.
You're a normie.
Yes, you're a norm.
I'm not a nerd, I'm a norm.
Yeah, yes. you're a normie.
Yes. But it's, you know, we digress. But still, it kind of feels like things are settled, you know? And I guess there's going to be some summer vacationing happening. And I guess, you know.
Well, you know, the Hellmouth activity is really low in the summertime. Nothing really happens. Well, it picks back up in the fall.
I think demons have to have their vacations too.
Just like they all take Halloween off.
Because it's so cliched.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I must say that I think just from a personal level of appreciation of the way it ended, I still think season 2 finale is my favorite so far.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was stronger than season 2 in many ways, but just for a matter of personal preference, season 2 is still my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 had a little more of an emotional punch for me.
Mm. Yeah.
No season 1 takers? Anyone?
No.
Season what? What?
Yeah, I think season 2, I was crying more because it had, you know, the Joyce part.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
ho, ho.
Wonder if Joyce is working as a waitress right now.
Joyce or Christine Sutherland?
No, Joyce. You know, because Buffy sent her away. I wonder if Buffy's going to forget about her mom and then realize that she's over at that diner and she's wearing... The
Anne
the
name tag.
That'd be awesome. Do we have any more points, or do we want to get to actual ratings?
I think
no. Just to reiterate what someone mentioned earlier, I think in one of the emails, which I agree, the music I think was exceptionally well used in this episode.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. Really set the mood very, very well in many of the scenes.
So, Gabby?
Yes?
It is a bronzeless finale.
It is. So it loses a point.
Loses a point.
So I give it 9 out of 10 satisfying season finales.
Nice.
Thank what you. About Bra Watch?
I can't Bra access
Watch is
my
later.
Notes.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And Bra Watch comes later.
Yeah.
Well, I give it 10 out of 10 cryptic foreshadowing dreams.
Hmm. Ooh.
I like this. I really like this finale. I really liked it because we know about Angel's series coming up, and I'm looking forward to watching them both. Are we going to be watching them simultaneously, or
we haven't discussed that yet?
Never mind.
We're going to discuss all that with Robin we're done with this recording.
I forget that.
But I'm pretty sure we're going to be watching them as they air. It is probably what makes sense to me. But we'll discuss that.
Yes. So I'm also going to give it 9 out of 10 flaming arrows. How about that?
You lost fan, you. You take the girl out of the Lost podcast, but you can't take the Lost podcast out of the girl.
Nope.
I think I have to give this episode 9.5 out of 10 dead principles. How I spell principles is up to you to determine.
Super nerd.
And no, there are no extra U's, Robin. Kevin?
I would go 9.5 out of 10 cheesy and sexy drain the blood of a slayer scenes with an obvious double meaning.
Nice. Excellent. That's what we thought of the episode. Let us know what you think. 27040Buffy. You can also send us an email at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. You can go to our website, potentialcast.com. That's where we release the show, include some show notes. You can do download directly. You can also subscribe to us via iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/potentialcast. You can, in fact, if you're on Facebook, you can search for Potential Cast, all one word, no spaces. And our Facebook group is there. We have 230 members. And we are having a great time having awesome discussions. Just keep it spoiler-free and everybody's good. I think it's time for Bra Watch. And since Gabby can't access her notes due to Mother Nature, I think I saw that cat wearing a bra.
Yeah, I know I saw a black bra.
With a white tank top.
Yes.
Yes.
I wish I had a dollar every time I heard those words put together in that sentence.
I believe it was a spaghetti strap tank.
Signature, yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Awesome.
So I think it's time for quotes.
Congratulations to the class of 1999. You've all proven more or less adequate.
More or less. Awesome. I love that. Oh, someone just hit a home run.
Home run. Yay. Go, whoever.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays.
Go, whoever.
Can I get some help here?
He had to go. It got kind of sunny.
Go with Cordy to Giles. You got fired and you still hang around like a big loser.
Okay, I got one. Tea is soothing. I wish to be tense.
That is true.
Yep.
Awesome. I also had you too, huh? Oh, Oz, you're growing on me.
What? Mark this day on your calendar.
Mark this day on my calendar. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us again, Kevin. Wait, homework.
Oh.
What's our homework for next time?
Oh,
Steph?
Wow. Next time is The Freshman.
Oh.
So we're watching a Marlon Brando, Matthew Broderick vehicle? Probably not. All right, and stay tuned for something called Redemption Quest. sounds uber geeky to me.
I thought it was something probably like the Faith podcast or something, Robin.
So, yeah. Solo cast.
Kevin, thanks again for joining us. Really happy you're able to make it. And tell us again where people can hear you.
Oh, sure. It's at tuningintosci-fi-tv.com, and it's ton of fun being with you guys. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Anytime.
Awesome. So, well, that's season three. Stay tuned for our season three wrap-up show, which we'll be recording as soon as we see fit.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be talking about that. I'm really looking forward to that one, actually. And that'll just be the four of us. Guests for that one. Just the four of us. And hopefully Irene will have stopped wreaking havoc with Gabby's internet connection and her power.
Thank you.
And we want to thank the lovely folks at Microsoft for providing Skype for Gabby to be able to, you know, be with us over AT&T 3G.
Thank you.
It's a miracle you've been with us disconnecting this long. It's amazing.
It is.
It's like everything should be working against you when it comes to high tech. Well, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Awesome.
Let's welcome Mr. Richie Haven.
I gotta tell her.
Compare the awesome wonder in the hospital to the one at the start of the season in the high school. Josh really knows how to make these scenes work.
You have to reread that. You said Josh.
I said Josh.
You have to reread it. No, you said Josh. Yeah. Just reread it.
Sorry.
I can't fix that in post.
Speech impediment.
Gabby, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Other than Gabby, who's not ready to listen?
Me. It's just taking forever for it to download. I don't understand.
It's only 600K.
I know.
Are you back to 1994? Apparently. 14.4
BPS? Okay.
I think that was more of a guitar solo, Gabby.
Hold on just a second. I think my husband wants me to go look at this pig he killed.